We are Jack, a weekly podcast with the responsibility to show you, our audience, what is possible beyond bitching, complaining, and tolerating an ordinary life. Warning, you may be required to do something about it.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Welcome to Everything and Jack. My name is Jean-Marie Ayres.
I'm Amy Sullivan Ryan.
And I'm Dr. Carrie Skirtlaw. And this is the podcast where we talk about everything.
And absolutely nothing.
Well, it's another show. It's another day. I just really welcome our audience, our listeners, our friends. Thank you for joining us. Every week we have one question. And Dr. Carrie, what is our question this morning?
So the question this morning is coming from Lamar here in Phoenix. Shout out to Lamar in Phoenix. And the question is, what's your superstitions?
Okay. You know, when you think of a superstition, the first thing is about a black cat. I mean, for me anyway, like the actually outside superstitions. Don't walk under ladders, the black cat. But I'm not sure necessarily we're confined to that. But I do want to open up the conversation. And yeah, why don't we just launch in? Amy, Dr. Carrie.
Living here in Phoenix, it's funny you say, what's your superstition? And automatically what comes up for me is a superstition mountains. And the Lost Dutchman's gold mine. Like, does it really exist? And I know we're talking personal superstitions, but it's you say, what are your superstitions? And I immediately go to the Superstition Mountains. Like, we have a mountain range here called Superstition Mountain.
Well, that's a creepy mountain.
Oh, it's creepy.
Oh, see, I love superstitions. They're beautiful for hiking and whatnot. But I mean, oh my gosh, I was out there hiking one time and we found somebody that had been lost out there for weeks.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they were still alive?
He was still alive and he had been drinking stagnant water and he was very sick, but he got off the trail out there. But it's the Superstition Mountains. People get lost out there.
Oh, more than 500 people have died out there.
Yes. And you know, there's supposedly a gold mine, gold stash somewhere, and people go looking for it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, they see that's what happens when you look for things. You get lost.
I do. But I always find something that I gave up looking for before. It wasn't the thing I was looking for.
Oh, it's like losing your car keys or your front door keys. And people then.
But I believe in it. Like, I actually believe in the power of the mountains. I believe in the story of the Lost Dutchman's gold mine. So it's funny because it is actually a personal superstition for me. I do believe that it exists, that it's real, that it's out there.
Right. But then that is the superstition.
That
isn't
is
it?
The superstition. Yes. Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I actually believe in it.
Right.
But let's explore some of them because, you know, there are some I see I still adhere to and others I just find ridiculous and I deliberately break. Right. So I remember my mother told me I should never sample food straight from the pot, because it meant I would never get married. And so I go, really? Because I don't want to ever get married. So I picked up the pot and I just started eating directly from it. And she was like, shame on you. She said that all the time, right? And I've been married 3 times. I can't be unmarried. Even when I'm not married, I'm still a plus one,
you
right?
You need to keep eating from that pot.
From that pot. And then the one that I just absolutely refuse to break is the annual New Year's superstition given to me by my mom. And that is that a first person to enter your home must be a man, so that there's good luck all year long. And then I take the wishbone from the turkey Thanksgiving and I break it on New Year's and make a wish.
Yes. So
black-eyed peas.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's also a culture.
Well, that's
like
that the money dinner, right?
Mm-hmm. I just do want to add to that. So in England, when the turkey and whoever gets the bigger part of that wishbone is the one who's going to, you know, have abundance.
It's the same here. I'm glad you added that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the people who are the friends and the audience who are listening, there are very clear, like we could be like making a list of very clear superstitions. that we know of or we've heard of. And my mother never wore green. I do not wear green because there was some superstition. I don't know what it was, but it was unlucky. That was what my mother said. It was unlucky.
Wow.
Even though St. Patrick's Day is it's all green. But now I'm actually curious, and I want to guide us into a different direction, is the superstition is a superstition when it's a superstition. Like, we know it's a superstition. Like, when a cat crosses the road or don't walk under the ladder, or people get lost in Superstition Mountain. So the people who don't, you know, if you're listening to this from a different part of the world, that's in Phoenix. Is it in Phoenix?
Yeah.
Amy?
Yeah.
Dr. Carey? Yeah.
If we have time, you have to tell them about the cougar that appears every year on the side of the mountain. Oh. Yeah.
And then there's Bigfoot. In whatever mountain range that is.
Right.
So, but what about this kind of superstition that is the superstition of when it's, when we actually don't know it's a superstition?
Right.
Okay.
You get my drift? Like, there's.
Yeah. I think you're referring to just like an excessive belief about something or a reverence.
Right. It's no longer a superstition when we don't know it's a superstition, but it is a superstition.
Yeah.
So, okay. So give me an example, because I think I have one, but I don't know if I'm thinking the same thing you.
Well, we're exploring. This is a show. We're prepared and we're unprepared.
So is it an action or is it a thought process?
No, I would say it's a belief or a reverence in something where there's no tangible proof of it. You know what I'm saying? Some people would say religion or belief in God is a superstition. Right. Or anything that's supernatural or something that you do excessively, what we might call traditional, but only there's an element of ritualism in it, because if I don't do it, there's a penalty that could occur.
I have a thought here, or not possibly an example, like being kind to people. Mm-hmm. Like, is it a superstition? Is it I should? And then if I'm not kind to them, then it's going to come back. You know, there's some
kind, right? Karma, right.
Karma. Yeah. So I don't believe it's a superstition. And yet there's a pull, like I should be that way.
Mm-hmm. So,
you know,
Kennedy has actually created her own superstition. Weirdly, every time she goes to get on an airplane, right before she steps on, she takes her right hand and she places it on the outside of the door as she enters the airplane.
There you go.
Just for safety. She has to physically touch the outside of the plane in the exact same spot. And she pats it once and then she keeps going.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of a superstitious practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For good luck.
And some might say it's an obsessive behavior.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, for years, I didn't put my purse on the floor because my mother told me if I did that, I wouldn't have any money.
Any money.
Right. Now, there's a whole culture that believes in that, isn't it? Isn't there a particular, isn't it? That's a cultural superstition?
I don't know. I mean, like, my mom's from Nubia. So, but most of what she learned here in this country, she learned from my grandmother, my father's mother. Right. So, I don't know.
So speaking of which, then, hold on a second. So do you both and do some of us call people before you take a flight?
No.
No.
Okay.
But I do remember my grandmother always calling us before we left to fly out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And she had to give us instructions, you know, or if we were driving out of town, it was take the water, take this. Like, she called every single night before we left to go out of town. And gave us instructions.
Right. So that could be what my husband and I have created. Like, we've got to be nice to, not in a nice bit, but make sure everything's resolved before you get on a plane or before you leave somewhere. You know, if he's going out of town, we got to make sure we don't leave angry.
Well, we always make sure that we leave the house the way we want to find it. That is another one given to me by my mother. So, you know, Mike will be in, like, the car is here to pick us up. And I'm still in here, like, just doing one more thing with a fork.
So that could also, as you're mentioning about your mom or Kennedy's just created, Kennedy would be Amy, it's your daughter, is the creative new one, or there's some that have, we've mentioned before, is inherited. It's been passed on. Like the green, I can't wear green.
I can't eat both ends of a loaf of bread before I eat the middle.
There you have it.
Because I was taught then you'll have trouble making ends meet, money-wise. So you eat one half of the loaf of bread and you go all the way through to the middle and then you get to the very end. You cannot eat the beginning and then the end and then go back.
Now that's some Celtic superstition.
So what's the question? Could you just, so we don't get lost down the rabbit hole there, Dr. Carey?
What's your superstitions?
What is your superstitions? And would you say, and then for our listeners, we'd love to hear from you. And Dr. Carey, I'm going to put this in the middle of the show today. Where do people submit the question?
Yes, people can submit their questions to us at questions@everythingandjack.com. And also you can come on Facebook. If you want, you can leave us a question there. And that's facebook.com/everythingandjack.
And then find us and join us and be part of the conversation.
Yeah, stop by our website. Yeah, everythingandjack.com.
By the way, I'd just love to know, like, what is it that we want to share with our audience today? What is the point of this question that Lamar sent and submitted?
Lamar.
Where are we going is what is your, who cares? Like, but if can we care about it? Is it important? Is it relevant to our life? Because it does seem that there's a lot of pull to those superstitions, even though we don't really stop to think about them.
I think that they can, whether we realize it or not, put up bottlenecks for us. If you're not aware that you have inherited some superstitions, and just notice if there's a way that you're moving around life and opportunities where there's bottlenecks or roadblocks, because it could be coming from something like that. I can remember discovering that I did not want to go out when the weather was bad. And took me, I think, a while of doing a deep dive to discover that it was because my grandmother on the paternal side was Cherokee and had a lot of superstitions. And whenever there was a rain or a storm, we would have to come in the house and sit with only candles lit and be still. We couldn't talk to each other. We couldn't play because she said that God was working. We had to show reverence and just be still because he was watering the earth, right? And so she had a lot of superstitions about the earth, and it was reverence for her.
So let me ask you, and I'd like to ask both of us and also our listeners, is there's a relevance to it, but there's also a reason. So there could be like, see, we'll just sit still and we'll just hang for a second, but there's also a reason. And even when you say God will be watching over you, where do these superstitions come from? And I'm looking at where my superstitions are. Like, I think I'm governed by so much restriction when I say I can't wear green or don't leave my bag on the floor or don't go. There's so much restriction, but I'm not even aware where they come from.
I never even noticed you don't wear green. Now
I know,
I'm like, I've never seen her in green.
I know. I didn't have the heart to tell Amy that when she gave me, I just don't tell Amy, but she gave me some green earrings and I didn't have the heart to say I never wear green. Now she knows. They're still in my closet, Amy. It's just, I don't wear green.
That's okay. You can re-gift them back. I think I love them if I remember.
Yeah. You know, they're still there. And I go, teal is one color, green is another.
Well, teal is the color of gangrene, so, you know.
So, Amy, what are some of your superstitions? Yours. You got Kennedy's.
Okay. When I sit down before I eat, and it's not a prayer, but I always thank, like, my food for being on my plate. I just say thank you. And that's just it. It's just, I sit down and in my head, I just say thank you. And I'm not even sure necessarily who or what I'm thanking, but just the moment.
And would you call that, so how do we know the difference between a superstition and a habit or something that...
Well, with a superstition, if it's a habit, then it won't have something tied to it like this will happen to you. Right. You know, if you walk under a ladder or see a black cat, then you're supposed to endure bad luck.
Right.
You know, the broken mirror, you know, 7 years of bad luck.
Yes. Exactly. And all of these things arose from people trying to explain circumstances in their life, right? Like, oh, it's tied to that time I broke the mirror, you know, and stuff like that, right? But when I looked it up, superstitions have really been put in place to control the world around us, to control us. And superstitions were a part of cultures before religion was. So it makes sense. Yeah.
I think what it comes from is, you know, both sets of my grandparents lived through the Great Depression. And then my parents were very conscious of money and still even are to this day. And, you know, they talk about being hungry, you know, and buying 10 hamburgers for a dollar, right, to feed the family and stuff. I've never had to experience that. At the same point in time, I can also appreciate what I have on my plate. And so, you know, we did do prayers growing up, especially at my grandparents' house before meals. And we do at the holidays. Just there's something there for me just saying thank you. It's like I want to make sure my next meal shows up.
Then that would be a superstition of sorts. And that this, if I say thank you, then there's going to be another meal. Like if there's some kind of gratitude. Mm-hmm. You can see like we're so governed with superstitions, but we don't actually think they're superstitions in that moment. We think that, well, thank you. Or I should say that we had a show about when do you say thank you? And there is like, if you don't say thank you, then you know, are people not going to treat you the same? There seems to be an attachment, doesn't there, to some kind of superstition?
Yeah.
Amy, I'm going to interrupt this particular question. I know each week, except for last week, where we had What Is Your Sexy? But you have every week, we're going to introduce Amy Sullivan Ryan's going to have a brilliant hot tip for our listeners. And what is it this week, Amy?
Exercise on Monday night, because nothing fun happens on Monday night.
Okay. Exercise. You could have just stopped there. I was like, okay, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. Exercise on Monday
Exercise
night.
Exercise on Monday night.
That's going to be my new superstition. I don't exercise on Monday night. I'm not going to have any fun the rest of the week.
Right. But there is nothing going on Monday night.
No.
There isn't.
No. So there's no excuses. Mm-mm.
Right. I want to hear some people submitting.
I like
some.
That one.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for the hot tip. Exercise on Monday night.
That was hot.
Okay, as we close out the show, we're beginning, and most of the time when I'm experiencing, wondering for you as well, like these are the beginnings of these conversations. It's not necessarily the end of the conversation. We're not finalizing questions. We're not coming to some answer because we do not have the answers. What we have in an engagement in these conversations to have you begin to think. So, Amy, do you have something we can close today's conversation? Same for you, Dr. Carey.
So what comes up for me is people's actions can sometimes seem odd and we don't stop to question why they're doing it. And maybe rather than just noticing that it's odd or making fun of or you know, kind of snickering to ourselves about whatever it is that they're doing, whether they're touching the outdoor of the plane or saying thank you to themselves or putting their purse on their chair rather than the floor, just actually wonder why it is and ask, because maybe you'll learn something from it.
Be curious.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to leave everybody with a challenge. You know, look at things in your life where you might be restricting yourself in movement, engagement, fellowship with others because of some belief that you've held on to. And subconsciously, you aren't even aware you're doing it. Do a deep dive, introspection, and see what you can free yourself from.
Oh, thank you. These are really, really great. And I'm actually going to try wearing green this week and see what happens.
What?
My name is Jean-Marie Ayres.
I'm Amy Sullivan Ryan.
And I'm Dr. Carey Skirtla, and this is Still the Podcast, where we talk about everything
and absolutely nothing.